This chazar zechin esh bachet zeshak v'am yehudim zechin melachim staff mem vav. Rabbi Yechinen said, all agree that the shtei lechem and the lambs of the shlomim became zokuk, meaning attached to each other, and they become essential to each other, and you cannot bring one without the other. What makes them considered to be zokuk to each other? It's the shechita of the lambs. Ula said, they asked Yisrael whether the tznufa that's done with the breads and the lambs together before the shechita, does that create zika or not? In fact, why couldn't he answer based on Rabbi Yechinen? We see that it's the shechita that creates zika, not anything else before that. And the question was regarding Rabbi Yechinen himself. Does he mean that it's only the shechita that creates a zika, or does he mean that the shechita definitely creates zika? And he himself is unsure whether the tznufa also creates zika. To that question, the Gemara leaves off with a teiku. Fakim Rabbi Yehuda bach Hanina said to Rav Huna, son of Yeshua, we have learned that bananas and Rabbi Kiva argue whether the breads and lambs are essential to each other, and they argue regarding the understanding of the pasuk of Kodesh Yehu Lashem LaKoyen. This pasuk is referring to after the tznufa was done, and therefore it shows that the tznufa does not create zika. And for tomorrow, the pasuk is also referring to after the shechita, because that's the only time when it's given to the kohen. We have to say that the pasuk means to refer to before the shechita and speaks of the thing that will eventually be given to the kohen. In the same way, we can say it refers to before the tznufa as well. In fact, Mahakar Rabbi Yechinen said that the shechita creates zika. A brayse regarding a carpenter discusses the cases where some sort of psul happened to one of the loaves of bread, let's say a loaf broke or left azara, and says that if this psul happened after the shechita but before the zrika is then done for the sake of the shlomim, and the meat is eaten as a shlomim, and he has not fulfilled his obligation to bring a taita because the carbon has the status of a shlomim and the bread is pasul. Now, if the shechita creates a zika between the carbon and the breads, then if the breads become pasul after the shechita, the carbon should become pasul as well. And for the Gemara, the case of taita is different because the taita refers to it as a shlomim. We learn that just like a shlomim is offered without bread, so too a taita may sometimes be offered without breads. So, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, if you'll say that tznufa makes the zika, then if the breads are lost after the tznufa, the lambs are destroyed, and vice versa. If you say that tznufa does not create zika, then if the tznufa was done and the breads were then lost, and he brought replacement breads, do these replacement breads need tznufa as well? If the lambs were lost and the replacement lambs were brought, they would certainly need a new tznufa. The question is only regarding the replacement breads. Also, according to Benanis, who holds that the lambs are the main part of the carbon, the replacement breads would definitely not need a new tznufa. The question is, according to Rabbi Kiva, who holds that the lambs are the main part, would the replacement breads need a new tznufa, or do we say that since the lambs are the matir and they had a tnufa, the new breads don't need a new tnufa? Teiku bleib tashayla. Zalkam Rabbi Abayas Rava. Why is it that the shlom lambs make the shtei lechem kadosh and are essential to them, but the pyre and the rams of the oilo do not make the breads kadosh and are not essential to them? Rava said it's because the shlom and the breads become zokuk to each other with the joint tnufa. Vekmar Ataida does not have a joint tnufa for his carbon and breads, and still the carbon makes the breads kadosh and is essential to them. And from rather, the shtei lechem is like the taida. Just as a taida is a shlom and the carbon makes the breads kadosh and is essential to them, so too the shlom of the shtei lechem makes the breads kadosh and is essential to them. In fact, the taita has no other kabbanas that are brought along with the breads, but the shtei lechem does, so why don't we say that the other kabbanas also make the breads kadosh? Rather, the shlom of the shtei lechem is like the shlom of a nazir, just like it's the shlom of the nazir that makes the breads kadosh, even though there are other kabbanas that are brought. This is learned in the braisa from a pasuk, so too it's the shlom of the shtei lechem that makes the breads kadosh, even though there are other kabbanas that are brought. Zakmar Vaita braisa says if the breads of the shtei lechem are brought on their own, meaning the company of carbon was not brought, they should have a tnufa done to them. They should then be left overnight and taken out to be burned. If they could be eaten, let them be eaten. If they have to be burned, let them be burned. Why leave them overnight? If tomorrow, Rabbi said, they can be eaten. The Rabbanim were going to say, if we allow them to be eaten, then the next year people will forget that there are lambs. That when there are lambs, the lambs have to be shechted before the breads may be eaten, then we'll go ahead and eat the breads before the shechita. Therefore, we leave it overnight so that they become possible even deraisa, and then we burn them. Rabbi said, I can prove that the breads may be eaten deraisa when they're brought on their own, from a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ben Buchri testified in Yavne, if a kohen gives machzor shekel, he has not done an aveira. Rechem Zakai said to him, actually, any kohen who does not give a machzor shekel actually has done an aveira. He explains, the reason some kohanim don't give is because they darshan a pasuk incorrectly for their benefit. A pasuk says the mincha brought by a kohen may not be eaten and must be entirely burnt. These kohanim say, since some of the menachos brought by the tzibur may be eaten, the oimer shtei lechem lechem upon him, we can't give money towards them by giving a machzor shekel, because if we do, they're not going to be allowed to be eaten. Now, what's the case of their concern regarding the shtei lechem? If it was brought along with the carbon, then it's no different than a toida, and the toida of a kohen is eaten. Rather, the case is that the breads were brought alone, and we see that even when they're brought alone, they're eaten. Abai says it's not a good proof. The breads of a shtei lechem are different than the breads of a toida, because the breads of a shtei lechem are referred to in the Torah as a mincha, whereas the breads of a toida are not. Rabbi Yosef said even the rice of the breads brought on their own may not be eaten. The reason they're not burned immediately is that we don't burn posel kachim on Yom Tov, so we leave them over until after Yom Tov, which is the next day, and we burn them then. Abai asked posel kachim on are not burned because that's not the mitzvah that's supposed to be done with them. Rather, they become puzzles, so we have no choice but to burn them. However, when the breads are brought on their own, the proper mitzvah is to burn them, just like the mitzvah is to burn the par and the goat of Yom Kippur, which are burned on Yom Kippur itself. So why would we have to wait until after Yontif to burn them? Rather, Rabbi Yosef said, the reason we wait to burn them is that we're hoping that the lambs will become available at some point during the day, at which point we'd be able to do a joint tzufa with them and the breads will become them mutter to even eat. Abaye asked, this explains why we delayed the burning for as long as the carbon could be brought. But once that time has passed, after the afternoon tumen has been offered, the breads should be offered immediately. Why do we wait overnight? And for the Gemara, the Brice actually means that we leave them over until after the time that the carbon could be offered. So Gemara Vayta, Rava said, the rice of the breads brought alone may be eaten. We burn them as exera like Rabba said. However, Rava brings a different source. The pasuk calls the shtei lechem by the term bikurim. This teaches just like bikurim are brought on their own, the breads may also be brought on their own. Also, just as the bikurim are eaten, so too the breads may be eaten.